For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It was a day of smiles and tears for family and friends of Maverick Senator John McCain, who was honored at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. His widow Cindy tweeted, "We lost our hero, our friend, our mentor, our father, our grandfather, and my husband." President Obama talked about chats he and his former rival used to have.
John would come over to the White House, and we'd just sit and talk in the Oval Office, just the two of us. We'd talk about policy, and we'd talk about family, and we'd talk about the state of our politics.
President Trump didn't attend the ceremony because he wasn't invited. He went instead to his Northern Virginia golf club to relax. His daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner did attend the service at Washington National Cathedral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.